content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anna Dean Silver from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Out in the Garden. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the book Month by Month Gardening, Carolinas. And this is by Bob Polomsky. And we are continuing today in January, the month of January. And our topic is fertilize, annuals and edibles, seedlings growing in soilless mixes need to be fertilized when the first true leaves appear. Feed at every other watering with a water-soluble fertilizer to promote faster growth until the plants are ready to plant outdoors. Perennials and ornamental grasses, shrubs, trees, and vines, and ground covers do not fertilize at this time. Wait until at least bud break, when new growth emerges in the spring. Annuals, edibles, and problem solve is the next topic. Sorry. Problem solve for annuals, edibles, and perennials and ornamental grasses. Damping off is a serious disease that attacks and kills seeds and seedlings. This common fungal disease attacks the seedlings at ground level, rotting the stems and causing plants to topple over. Their stems look as if they have been pinched. And next is bulbs. Problem solved for bulbs. Check the condition of your stored bulbs, such as caladiums, dahlias, and tuberous begonias. Discard any that show signs of rot, which attacks improperly stored tubers in warm, humid conditions. Discard all diseased tubers. Avoid damaging tubers when digging them up and store them in a cool, dry, dark place. And problem solved for lawns is hand-pull winter annuals such as common chickweed, henbit, and hairy bittercress. Pull wild garlic when the soil is moist to remove the entire plant. If you leave the bulb behind, it will respout. And for roses, shrubs, trees, and vines, and underground covers, apply a dormant horticultural oil in late winter or early spring before bud break to smother overwintering insect eggs, aphids, mites, and scale insects. Read the label for any precautions regarding the recommended high and low temperature limits at the time of application. Special equipment or a professional will be needed to treat large trees. As ground covers are settling in, fill the open areas with mulch. An alternative to mulching is interplanting with annuals. Use transplants for small areas and direct sow large areas. A couple of points to consider when interplanting with annuals are the following. When using a pre-emergent herbicide, you cannot seed with annuals. They will be prevented from germinating by the herbicide. Select well-behaved varieties of annuals and don't plant them so densely that they'll shade or crowd out ground covers or compete for light or nutrients. As the ground cover plants spread, fewer annuals can safely be planted without encroaching on the permanent plantings. And problem solve for edibles. Sowing seeds into pots and then waiting for the seedlings to emerge can be an act of faith. To avoid those feelings of helplessness and anxiety when sowing vegetable seeds, try the sealed lid seed starting technique. I have used it for germinating large seeded vegetables like tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, squash, and melons. The materials for the sealed lid method include a small plastic container that has a clear or translucent plastic lid, such as a leftover margarine or whipped cream container, and a piece of paper towel about 6 inches square. Water gardens. How many is too many when it comes to plants and fish for a pool? Here's a way to calculate that. To determine the amount of water in your pool, use this simple formula: length times the width times the depth times 7.5 gallons per cubic foot equals the total gallons in the pond. To determine the surface area for a square or rectangular pool, use this formula: length times the width equals the surface area. And to calculate the volume of a rectangular pond, multiply the surface area by the depth. Length times width times depth equals the volume. Excuse me. To calculate the volume of a circular pool, use the formula, and this is pi and r squared, or pi, which is 3.14, times 1/2 the diameter times 1/2 the diameter, which is squared. So just multiply itself, the diameter by itself, and then times the depth, and that will equal the volume. If you plan to dig a pond rather than construct an above-ground pool, call before you dig to find out where your underground utilities and pipes are located. Dial 811 or visit www.nc811.org and www.sc811.org, and that's for South Carolina. For North Carolina, it's NC811. Member companies will mark underground lines within 3 business days, not including the day of the call. And that is a good idea. I did call them for mine to make sure that I was not going to dig up the electric lines for my new garden that I'm planting. And they came almost the next day and did a great job. So definitely just check, and it doesn't cost anything. So it's a good idea to check it out. Also, be aware of any local building codes that may affect the placement of your water garden, its size and depth. Anything that's deeper than a couple of feet could be classified as a pool, and pools often require fencing. And here's there's a little side note here, and it's a little article, a little bit of writing on how to start seeds with the sealed lid method. Cut a paper towel into postage stamp size squares and place them on the inside of a lid. Wet each square towel with a few drops of water. Then place one seed in the center of each square. For small seeds, picking them up may be a challenge. Break a toothpick, wet the jagged end, and touch the seed with it. The seed readily sticks to the end and can be easily deposited on the paper. Once you have placed the seeds on the lid, close the container using the lid as the floor and the container as a makeshift greenhouse. Put the container in a warm, out-of-the-way place. Depending on the type of seed, germination may take place in a few days or it may take a week or more. Inspect the seeds every now and then by looking through the underside of the lid for signs of the seedling root or radicle peeking through. Once you see the radicle or seedling root, a welcome sign that germination has occurred, remove the container from the lid. Gently pluck the germinated seed off the lid with tweezers and plant them in small pots filled with potting mix. Use the eraser end of a pencil to dibble a shallow planting hole. After placing the seed in the pot, run the pointed end of the pencil around the hole to cover the seed. I have found the sealed lid method to be highly efficient and economical. For example, instead of sowing a whole packet of tomato seeds, germinate only the number you want to eventually transplant in the garden. And that ends our January month, and we're starting up in February, and what to do in February for your garden. This month, I take an inventory of my seed collection. First, I gather up all the seeds that I've squirreled away in various places, like the refrigerator crisper, the packets of jackets and sport coats and dresser drawers. Then over several evenings and weekends, I decide what to save, trade, or toss out. To help me decide what stays and what goes into the compost heap, I ask myself several questions. How old is the seed? Seeds remain viable or are capable of germinating over a certain period of time. When stored under cool, dry conditions, expect these seeds to produce a good stand of healthy seedlings. 1 year or less for onions, parsley, parsnips, and salsify. 2 years for corn, okra, and peppers. 3 years for beans, cowpeas, southern peas, and peas. 4 years for beets, fennel, mustard, pumpkins, rutabagas, squash, Swiss chard, tomatoes, turnips, and watermelons. 5 years for Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, collards, eggplant, and muskmelon, radishes, and spinach. Is the seed viable? Perform a simple germination test using moistened paper towels or the sealed method technique that we just read about. If few seeds germinate, you may want to discard the seed and buy fresh seed for the upcoming gardening season. Is the seed the actual variety you wanted to save? Expect true-to-type varieties with self-pollinated beans, peas, lettuce, and nine non-hybrid tomatoes. However, surprises abound with insect-pollinated varieties of cucumbers, melons, squash, or pumpkin, or wind-pollinated sweet corn, spinach, and Swiss chard? Was the seed collected from a hybrid? Hybrid, or F1 hybrid seed, is the offspring of a cross made between two parent varieties. If you prefer the original hybrid, discard them. Do you have any seeds or varieties you can swap for? In the eyes of some gardeners, a Joe DiMaggio or Willie Mays could be a sweet baby blue corn or a super Italian paste tomato. Save these seeds and trade them for something else. When I answer these questions, I find that very few seeds ever get composted, probably because I always ask myself one final question. Am I really sure I can't find any room for this little packet of seeds? The answer is always, but of course. My wife has 8 dresser drawers with plenty of room. Excuse me. And now our next topic is plan. Annuals. When planning your garden, think in splashes, not drops of color. High impact, car stopping beds are achieved when annuals are planted en masse. Before you buy any plants or seeds, draw your garden plan on a sheet of graph paper. Draw it to scale and decide on the kinds of colors you want. As you look through catalogs, examine plant descriptions carefully. Take note of these features. Are they cool or warm season annuals? What is their expected height and spread at maturity? Will they require staking? Are they self-cleaning? The spent flowers of some modern varieties are shed by the plant and quickly disappear. Others need spent flowers removed, called deadheading, to eliminate the old faded blooms. This task is necessary for cosmos, marigold, pansy, and pinks. Deadheading prevents the formation of seeds and stimulates continued flowering. Next is bulbs. Plan to order summer flowering bulbs for new beds or as complements to existing plantings. Try new varieties of tried and true standbys, such as lilies, which offer newer colors and long-lasting color in midsummer. Experiment with some of the little bulbs with long flowering periods between summer and fall, such as the summer's cilias, alliums, hardy cyclamens, and zephyr lilies. Though small in stature, they're ideal for adding sparkle to containers and small cozy spots in the garden. And for edibles, to keep your garden in continuous production, use any of 3 intensive approaches. Rotate your vegetables by not planting the same vegetable or related vegetable in the same location year after year. Rotate at least once every 3 years. If you have to, and if space permits, rotate the entire garden to another part of the yard the following year and allow the original garden to remain fallow. By rotating vegetables from different families, you can prevent the buildup of insect and disease problems. And here, refer to the following list of vegetable families when rotating your garden. The carrot family is carrot, chervil, celery, coriander, dill, Florence fennel, parsley, and parsnip. Goosefoot family, beets, spinach, and Swiss chard. Gourd family, cucumbers, gourds, cantaloupe, watermelon, pumpkins, and squash. Grass family, popcorn and sweet corn. Lily family is asparagus. Mallow family is okra. Mustard family is bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, Chinese cabbage, cauliflower, collards, cress, kale, horseradish, kohlrabi, mustard greens, radish, rutabagas, and turnips. Excuse me. Nightshade family, eggplant, peppers, Irish potatoes, and tomatoes. Onion family, chive, garlic, leek, onion, and shallots. Pea family is beans and peas. Sunflower family is endive, chicory, globe artichoke, Jerusalem artichoke, lettuce, salsify, and sunflowers. And plans for your lawn. Before you fertilize your lawn in the next few months, plan to calibrate your spreader to apply the right amount of fertilizer. It helps you avoid the mistake of applying too much, which can harm the plants and the environment, or too little and not achieve the results you expect. And roses. Winter blooming annuals and spring flowering bulbs can fill in around the stark looking canes of roses that are dormant or easing into growth. During the growing season, roses can bloom at the same time as perennials to create an eye-catching display. When roses have finished bearing their first round of flowers and are gearing up for another flush, flowering perennials can fill in those voids so your bed or border will always be in bloom. And last is shrubs and trees. Order fruit trees or look for them in garden centers and nurseries in the milder areas of the Carolinas. Before you shop, do your homework. Be familiar with their growing requirements. In addition to full sun and a well-drained location, certain fruit trees require regular pruning, watering, and pest control to realize a full, blemish-free crop. Fruit trees, such as peaches, require a certain number of chilling hours at temperatures between 33 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit, for the dormant flower and leaf buds to awaken and develop normally. Varieties that require less than 750 hours are not recommended for North Carolina because they bloom too early and their flowers could be killed by frosts or freezes. South Carolina gardeners can grow varieties requiring more than 500 chilling hours. And the next topic is plant. And for annuals, indoors, when seedlings produce their first set of true leaves, it's time to transplant them from the tray to individual containers. Warm weather annuals that require 6 to 8 weeks from sowing or transplanting outdoors can be sown this month. These include African daisy, ageratum, annual phlox, China aster, flowering tobacco, and Mexican sunflower. Okay, warm season annuals that require 4 to 6 weeks from sowing to transplanting can also be sown indoors now. Mountain gardeners can wait until next month. These annuals include coleus, marigolds, salvia, snow on the mountain, straw flowers, and zinnias. Outdoors, when the soil can be worked, continue sowing seeds of larkspur and California, Iceland and Shirley poppies in the coastal plain and Piedmont. Follow the recommended seeding date, depth, and spacing on the packet. Prepare the bed and pay close attention during germination and when they begin to grow. Most outdoor-grown seedlings should be thinned to the recommended spacing to allow remaining plants to have adequate light, water, nutrients, and space to develop fully above and below ground. Water them in after sowing. Sow seeds of sweet alyssum 4 to 6 weeks before the last frost. Plant transplants of annual dianthus pinks, calendas, pansies, violas, snapdragons, and sweet william as they become available in the garden centers in the Piedmont and coastal plain. We've run out of time for today's episode of Out in the Garden. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anna Dean Silver, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Out in the Garden is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, excuse me, is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. And we hope you'll join us next time where we will continue reading from this lovely book on gardening. Thank you.